The unthinkable is starting to look like the inevitable. Not our words, that line from the fifth Washington Post editorial board piece this month alone, pleading with voters in the Republican Party to stop Donald Trump. They write in part, quote, "History will not look kindly on GOP leaders who fail to do everything in their power to prevent a bullying demagogue from becoming their standard bearer." The Boston Globe, meanwhile, urging unenrolled voters to, quote, pull a Republican ballot and vote for John Kasich because it's a vote against Donald Trump. Editorials from the Des Moines Register, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal also decrying the possibility of a Trump presidency. You have no role, Jennifer, in the editorial board. Obviously, correct. You work as a journalist for the paper. They are separate. They are calling Trump a, quote, menace. This after he gets 46% of the vote in Nevada. Is that at all disrespecting the voice of the voter and, in a sense, saying the media knows better?
No, I think they're advocating. They're trying to alert the public to someone that they feel is dangerous, is a menace. Listen, I do not think, nor do I think they think, although they can certainly speak for themselves, that the core of Trump voters are reachable. They are reacting in an emotional, visceral way. What they are trying to do, I think, is to speak to Republicans who are subject to reason, who can rally around a single alternative to Trump. So although it doesn't seem like that is having much of an effect, in fact, we are seeing a narrowing of the Republican field, and you are getting down to a few candidates who potentially have the opportunity to upend him.
Jeffrey, what say you? Do you think it's ignoring the voice of the voter?
Yeah, I'll tell you, I read that Washington Post editorial and some of the others from around the country that you quoted. This reminds me of a couple years ago, there was a small bestseller called The Ruling Class by a professor out of professor emeritus from Boston University named Angelo Cogvia. And basically what he's talking about is we've got a ruling class in this country, elites, who have decided that they are smarter and morally and intellectually superior to the rest of us, and so they get to make all the decisions. That editorial in the Washington Post this morning was a pluperfect example of that mentality.
Well,
it was
Jeffrey,
snippy,
snooty,
elitist.
We know you're a Trump
supporter. I find nothing more elitist than Jeffrey Lord, by the way. Nor do I find anything more elitist than Donald Trump, who's a billionaire and went to Wharton.